Good morning and welcome to morning worship. A special welcome to any who are visiting us this morning. I'm sorry the weather's not better for you, but there's not a lot we can do about that. You're welcome also to a cup of tea or coffee after the service, so please join us if you're able to do that. A reminder to the Kirk session that we're due to meet a week on Wednesday, the 21st of August, in St. Margaret's Hall. It has been brought to the notice of the Community Council that the hedge at the side of the road going into the cemetery at Urquhart has become very overgrown. So Sandy and another member of the Community Council are hoping to get that seen to this week, but they could do with an extra couple of volunteers to help with that. If you can help with that, would you please speak to Sandy after the service? Thank you. The choir will now sing the introit.
Lord, as the words the choir just sang echoes throughout the building, it also echoes from out our hearts. May you fill us with your Spirit, not only this morning again, but day after day, as it is a command in your word, let us be filled by your Spirit. Guide us in our ways, in our thoughts, in our doings, to always remember being disciples, living within your presence, and from your grace, from your love. We pray this in your name as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning, everyone. It's good to see everyone. I thought this morning we would be less seeing that it rained, but I see it's not an occasion in Scotland that you would stay at home when there's a few days of rain. In South Africa, everyone would stay in bed and eat soup for the rest of the day. Yes, from my side, it's really good being here. This morning got the news, Chris Fred Worsfold, in 2 weeks' time, Chris, so very quick, Chris is leaving us. He is going to teach in Vietnam. And all of the best, Chris. It was very nice meeting you this year, and I know you've been part of the congregation for a very long time, and we wish you the best, and our prayers are with you as well. Yes. This morning, as part of our theme, that God eats with those who invite him or where he is present, the introduction for the service is a responsive introduction. So I will start the introduction as part of our call to worship, and where it's indicated that it's the congregation, you can correspond accordingly. Before the Lord and with you as congregation of our Lord, I confess my brokenness. In different ways, I wound myself and also the lives of others and of all life within this world. Amen. May the Lord forgive you, may Christ renew you, and may the Holy Spirit help you to grow in love.
Amen.
Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Our Lord grants us his grace and his forgiveness, and he forgives us our sins. And that comes in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us sing from CH4213. Every new morning. Confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again, he ascended into heaven, he is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Apart from those moving on to university and JJ, I see we can move on to the next team, if that's fine with you. Evelyn, I'm addressing the scripture. CH4809, we can sit while singing Praise God, the Source of Life.
Praise God, the source of life.
you that we receive your word and that we may read from it this morning again. Bless us with the guidance of your spirit in understanding your word as you give it to every individual in a different way. And therefore we ask that you may be the editor of the message in our thoughts and our hearts. And when we go out of this building serving you after the service, may others be able to read what is written in our hearts and our lives. And may they find something of you, of your love, of your grace through us as blessed ones. We ask you, although your word comes through human words and within brokenness, that you will bless us hearing your word this morning. We pray this in your name as Father and Son and Holy Spirit. Amen.